The hose pipe ban came into place on, I think it was Saturday evening, Friday, wasn't it, about 6 o'clock? And it's obviously had an impact over the weekend, and people have been watching to see what impact it'll have on them personally. But one of the constituencies that'll have the biggest impact on, we think, is the farming community. And Ivor Ferguson, who's the president of the Ulster Farmers Union, is on the line with me now. Ivor, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Peter.
How are you? Ivor, let's talk personally before you talk on behalf of the other farmers. What sort of an impact does it have on you? What sort of a farm do you run, Ivor?
Well, on the grass situation, we are mostly sheep here, and although the grass has slowed up greatly, you know, it's not having a big impact on us just yet. But of course, I'm in County Armagh, and you know, and especially over in the west of the province, you know, the drought situation isn't causing any problems. It's more the Ards Peninsula in the east of the province, the Downpatrick area, you know, where farmers would be hurting most because of the soil type. And also in that area, you know, they didn't have any rain at all this last 4 weeks. So farmers are, with livestock, are having to feed the fodder in the fields, which will maybe have some consequences later on in the winter when maybe that fodder might be needed.
And did you have any heads up or any indication or that this might be coming, that there might be a ban coming in place from Friday evening?
Well, the first thing I just wanted to say about the hose pipe ban, you know, I mean, we in the Ulster Farmers Union welcome that hose pipe ban, you know, because it's very important that we conserve the water supplies now, because although there's no difficulty with water for livestock at the moment, if we didn't look after the supplies of water at the moment, then that might have serious welfare issues for livestock later on if the rain didn't come.
And in terms of who it applies to, for example, the hose pipe ban applies to domestic users. So my kids, for example, were out last week pre the ban with the hose on, the sprinkler on the end of it, and running through the water and having a great time. You know, as of Friday, they can't do that. And understandable. Everybody has to play their part in it. We had people who were calling us earlier to talk about the city council here in Belfast and said that they were out watering stuff with the hoses, and the city council have come back to us today to say that the council is exempt, and that the hose pipe ban applies to domestic users in their view. But in terms of farmers and agricultural, where do you fall in that divide between residential, domestic, if you like, and business? What can your members do, and what can they not do that they could or couldn't do before last Friday, Ivor?
Well, I think people in residential areas, you know, they don't pay for water. We as farmers have to pay for water. Our water is all metered onto the farm. And, you know, it's so important that if we take the animal welfare, I mean, if we have lots of farms with high numbers of livestock, you know, and if the water, you know, wasn't conserved at the moment and wasn't looked after, I mean, there could come a stage later when there wouldn't be any water available to feed livestock, and that would have to take a priority over people watering their gardens.
And no examples of that yet, Ivor. We're not that far down the road yet, are we? This is a precautionary measure. You don't have any life-threatening examples from your members yet?
No, absolutely not. You see, that's one of the reasons why we support the hosepipe ban. This is an effort by Northern Ireland Water to make sure that we never get into that situation, because if there were large numbers of livestock on the farms that didn't have water to drink, that would be a serious welfare issue.
And Ivor, I'm trying to phrase this diplomatically. I haven't ever had the pleasure of meeting you, but you sound like a man who's got a few years of farming under your belt. Like, do you remember anything like this in previous decades?
You know, there's never has been, to my mind, water shortages except through maybe bursts or electricity problems, you know, pumping water. But as a drought situation, as you can understand in Northern Ireland, this is totally new to us. I believe, you know, maybe 30 years ago there were serious droughts, but I don't think there was anything to this extent. And I suppose the more worrying thing is, looking forward over the next week to 10 days, there's no sign of any rain coming, and that's quite concerning for us.
That's true. Yes, we were looking at the weather there at the top of the hour, and it's all sun, with the odd wee bit of breeze, but no sign of any rain. And I'm looking at the outlook now. As far as I can see here on the screen in front of me, it's just the outlook until Friday, but it says high pressure will be maintained, it'll stay dry, settled weather in most places, more in the way of cloud at times, but still an awful lot of warm sunshine breaking through. And I suspect, as you say, that seems to be as far as they can see on the radar, or as far as the meteorologists are prepared to predict, then they see that sun staying until well into next week, maybe. And then when's the crucial point for you, Ivor? When would a farmer like to see the rain?
Well, certainly farmers would want to see the rain coming as quickly as possible. And people who grow vegetables and potatoes and all, you know, those crops are under serious pressure. And some of the vegetable farmers were telling me over the weekend, you know, that they would need rain within 7 to 10 days or else they'd be in serious problems. But as regards the rest of the livestock, you know, the only critical time would come if the water supply wasn't getting through to the animals. And I think we're a good way away from that. And of course, we as farmers were always optimistic, and we can hardly believe that over the next few weeks that we'll not see rain.
Yeah, no, it's rare to be sitting in Northern Ireland and saying that you're weeks away from rain, isn't it? Normally we're minutes or hours away from rain, ever.
And that's quite right. Peter.
And your appeal then, so obviously, you know, there's also some people who might see water being used on a farm for agricultural purposes, and they might think, hang on, that's a breach of the ban. But your appeal to anybody would be that actually those farmers, and more importantly their livestock, need to access that water, and that at this point in time the hose pipe ban is to help you guys rather than to stop you guys using water. It's to help preserve the water that you will need in the medium to long term.
Well, yes, that's the main point. Of course, we want to preserve as much water as possible in case that the day would come when there wouldn't be any water for livestock. I mean, you can imagine what it would be like, you know, if there was no water for animals to drink. I mean, it would be a serious welfare issue, and it would certainly have to take priority over people watering lawns. I mean, we have no objection to people watering lawns in normal circumstances, but this is not normal, and we are concerned about the welfare of the animals at a later stage if water would ever happen to dry up in reservoirs.
And there's a bit of support for you coming in on the text as well. So there's one person saying there shouldn't be a water ban for farmers. They said they can understand people using hose pipes not being allowed. This person said they've been watering their plants with collected dish and washing machine water over the last few days, but they're totally understanding of the position that the farmers are in. There's someone else saying, I was thinking about the hose pipe ban and the hot weather. Should bonfires really be going ahead on the 11th night, considering the effect this has where firefighters are concerned on the water limitations? Again, very valid point, Susie. I'm not sure whether that's one that you're across, Ivor. I'm not sure that I should be asking a farmer what we should do with a bonfire on the 11th of July.
No, I think
you've enough to be worrying about, Ivor. You've enough to be worrying about.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
All right, Ivor, thanks very much for your time. Hopefully, in the nicest possible way, we'll see enough rain to help your members, but not that much that it ruins our summer.
Yes, indeed. All right, thank you very much.
Ivor, all the best now. Thank you very much for your time.